In Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House says U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee will visit aid distribution sites in Gaza tomorrow. It comes as reports of starvation grow with each day in the war-torn enclave. ABC's Ian Panel is at the Karen Shalom crossing at the Gaza border.
This is really where it's happening. We've been seeing those terrible images of children starving, reports of malnutrition. Well, this is an attempt to try and alleviate it. This is Israel into Gaza. We're seeing a flow of aid crossing over the border and trying to reach some of those people in desperate need. Aid agencies saying this is just a trickle. What they need is a flood.
Last-minute trade talks are taking place before President Trump's tariffs go into effect. That's midnight tonight. The White House earlier announcing the U.S. and Mexico have agreed to extend their current agreement another 90 days. And a teacher has been charged in the double murder of an Arkansas couple at a state park. He's being held without bond. This is ABC News.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good, July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities with a variety of customized services such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac counties. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Attorney General Josh Call has announced that Wisconsin's joining another multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to block the U.S. Department of Agriculture's demand for sensitive personal information on the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program recipients. The multi-state coalition argues that the demand violates the Constitution and multiple federal privacy laws. The agency demanded information on all SNAP applicants, including their Social Security numbers and home addresses dating back 5 years. Wisconsin gets a new Supreme Court justice tomorrow. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Susan Crawford will be sworn in as Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's term ends. Crawford won against Brad Schimmel in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history. It was seen by many analysts as a referendum on the early actions of President Donald Trump's new administration and Elon Musk, who poured millions into the race for Schimmel. The court will still have a 4-3 liberal majority after she's sworn in. Former Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky is now the Chief Justice on the state's high court. Crawford's swearing in is tomorrow at 4:30. Next year.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Cubs. A rough day on the mound for Brewers pitchers. A bright spot was the Brewers' William Contreras. Hit his first home run in 6 weeks and then hit another. Pat Murphy.
William can hit, and when you have high expectations and you've been as good as he's been and you're trying to build your career and all the things that come with it, sometimes you go through stretches of not hitting as many homers. Obviously a great sign when he hits one to left field and then one to right field.
NFL Packers back on the practice field for training camp. On Saturday, it'll be inside Lambeau Field for family night. Nearly sold out. What's that experience like for the rookies?
For the rookies, they get to experience that for the first time. You know, running out in the Lambeau, feeling the crowd and the environment for the first time. That, you know, you don't want to give them that warning. You want them to experience that. But it's special. You know, it's a fun night to be able to go out there, have a practice in the stadium. Pretty cool deal. You know, I don't know how many other teams do stuff like that, so it's fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine again from the smoky areas and highs in the mid-70s. Nice Saturday and Sunday. Weekend, 75 to 80 with sun. Currently at 75 degrees.
Matt Nair on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez joins the show to talk about the launch of her campaign for governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlife with Peach Wobble.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. This is the Christmas Eve of weekdays. Thursdays are just wonderful in every sense of the word because Friday's a pretty good day too. And it's great to have you here. Wherever you're joining us from, all over the great state of Wisconsin, it's a beautiful night. Summer is winding down. We're almost in August, Conrad. What do you think of that?
Sorry, I can't hear you over the 188 smoke from Canada over here.
Is that what they're calling it, the 188? Or is that the air quality level?
Yeah. It was at 192 earlier today, you know? Yeah, that's...
I slept with the windows open last night, too, because I was like, well, do I breathe in bad air or do I run the air conditioning for like the 20th night in a row? Because even like it, when it's not in the 70s, when it's muggy and in the 70s, it's still hard to sleep.
Yeah.
So we've been running it like crazy because now we're used to it. And last night we had a breeze, but it was like terrible air. So,
you know, when I was gone on vacation and I came back that first day, my AC wouldn't kick in because it was so hot. That was the hardest night of sleep I've had in a while.
Yeah.
Because it was so hot.
Brutal. I remember our wedding, the night before my wife and I got married, it was like the hottest day on record in the history of Wisconsin. It was like 98 degrees. The heat index was like 120. I slept for like 20 minutes. And there were people that did not have air conditioning in the 90s. Like in the late 90s, there were still people in northern Wisconsin. We don't need it. Well, you do. You need it for about a month, but if you want to rough it, that's fine, but that's a brutal month.
You know, over in Europe, some places don't have AC.
I believe that.
Just still.
Some people here in America don't have AC. Some people in Wisconsin. I could not live without it, though.
I just don't think AC is regular over there in Europe. It's like if you have it, it's like a delicacy.
They think we're all soft over here.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably. Great show tonight, folks. Glad you're here. It is a Thursday. It is the popcorn pick of the week, which is one of my favorite segments we do here at Nightlight. And joining us tonight to make the popcorn pick of the week, which is where our guest gives you a movie recommendation, is sports director here at Civic Media, Jimmy Cuska. Ladies and gentlemen, he will be here. Jimmy will give us a popcorn pick. We'll talk about movie snacks and how we like to watch movies. And then he'll give us a movie we should all run and see or stream or whatever. We'll talk a little sports with Jimmy. We got some Packers stuff we could cover. Brewers Cubs just wrapped up a series. Doesn't it seem like they went into that series tied and the Brewers won 2 and then the Cubs won 1 and the Brewers are still only up by 1 game. Like the baseball series, it's like when you win a series, it's not even that great.
I mean, honestly, that Cubs Brewers series was awesome.
Well, for a Brewer fan, yeah.
Well, that last game had to give you some hope because they won like 10-3 or something like that.
I still just don't know what to make of it. Like, it's still, I know it's late, it's the last day of July, but I still don't know if it's a good representation. Like, the Brewers are pretty healthy, right?
Yeah, they're pretty healthy, yeah.
Yeah. I think the Cubs are missing a couple guys, but I don't know. I still, like, now that it's August, I might get the MLB, like the Marquee Network, which the Cubs are on.
Yeah.
Because they're in the race.
Yeah, then it's just like you only have to pay for it 2 months.
Right.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea.
They should do that with the NFL.
Yeah. But
the NFL's terrible to its fans. But anyway, we've got, and then in the second hour, this is exciting too, folks. Co-host of Matt Nair on Air, comedian, and all-around insightful, funny guy, Greg Bach will be here. Greg's been on the show a few times. He's a great guest. I can't wait to catch up with my fellow civic media host here. And Greg also owns a comedy club. Did you know that in Milwaukee?
The Laughing Tap.
We'll talk a little bit about that. And then we have a great question tonight, too. So it's going to be a fun night here at Nightlight. Great to have you, whether you're joining us on the stream or the app or on the good old-fashioned radio. Welcome to Nightlight, folks, as we charge into a Thursday night. So, all right, we've got a few things we have to this is weird because we had to get to there's a mosquito in the studio, Conrad. How does that happen?
I open the door for a second and it's in.
That's so weird. I feel like in my home, I expect them to find me there.
Do you think it followed you all the way from Marinette?
It might have, because I was driving by a really slow person today. Or it got in my car somehow and hitched a ride, which isn't cool. Chip in for gas.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
But I had to get up today. One of the things about this gig, I do like the mornings. I'm kind of a morning person. But since I've been doing Nightlight, even though I'm off the air at 8, I got to drive home. I got to unwind. I don't go to bed till like 1 o'clock. And I will say, I like not having the pressure of getting up in the morning. Like, I've had a lot of gigs where I've had to be up, and that's fine. You figure it out. I do like the morning, and if I have to get up early, sometimes I'll get up extra early and enjoy the morning. But with this gig, I just don't do it. So I like not having to, I don't set an alarm. But today, I had to, because I had to be here by 11 o'clock for a meeting for some stuff going on here at Civic Media. So I didn't sleep last night. Like, I had to get up by 10, and I was still nervous about not being able to get up. Isn't that weird?
How do you think I felt when I had to do the morning show and I would get done with this show? I would be so nervous that I would sleep in through that because I had to wake up at 4:30.
But I think you get nervous because you're still a young guy.
Yeah.
You're kind of new here. You're still proving yourself, so to speak, to the powers that be. But it's kind of fun when you have to like produce a morning show, drink some coffee or take a nap, come back, then get up again. Like, sometimes those kind of things energize me. Like, being on a movie set. Like, I've been on movie sets where I've slept like 3 hours a night, but I could not wait to get up and get to the set the next day because you're, like, so energized, you know? But it was weird. I was thinking about that last night. I'm like, this is so sad that I'm not sleeping well because I have to get up by 10.
Once you start thinking about it, then you're like, you know, you're doing it to yourself.
I'm just watching Seinfeld on my phone at 2 o'clock at 3 o'clock in the morning. The other thing I thought was funny, I have a LinkedIn account and, you know, even on LinkedIn, I kind of have to be a smart ass and I put, you know, comedian, writer, whatever, radio host, part-time, or no, I put wannabe crooner, like Sinatra, Tony Bennett, whatever. So LinkedIn sends me this today. I got to find this. A singing job, a singing opportunity, probably based on my joke.
There you go.
Isn't that great?
Are you going to apply?
I might. I might send in a little sample. And then they're going to send me something back, say, sorry, we misjudged you. It says songwriter and singer. Promoted by hirer. I can easy apply. I should do it and then just sing really bad. And just get the feedback. You know?
You should use auto-tune and make it really out of key so it sounds super bad and just robotic.
I don't need auto-tune for that. I thought that was funny. They're doing their job, though, over there at LinkedIn. And, like, 6 people noticed me last week, so.
So should I put, like, wannabe?
Running back? Do it and see if they find any jobs for you.
Running back availability for.
Conrad, we got you a tryout with the Carolina Panthers. What? No, thanks. All right, last night, folks, we had a, let's do this. Let's get to the. I'd rather explain this after our intro, but we're going to go to the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Conrad hates soup. So tonight's question is a two-parter. One, What is wrong with him? Two, what's your least favorite soup? So I'm asking you to define Conrad's condition that he doesn't like any soup except broccoli cheese, which you could say is a casserole, too. That's barely a soup. And then two, let's bond with Conrad. So let's all pick a bad soup. That's our question of the night, folks. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Civic. 855-75-CIVIC. Is that right? Just giving people random numbers.
You got it.
Just try these numbers, folks. See where you get. Text us on the app. Text us on the stream. It'll be fun to hear from you, and we'll get to read your text on the radio. It'll be fun. It's more fun when we interact here. This is like we're just hanging out. I'm trying to give that vibe. Like, I'm just the guy having the party. I'm not talking to people. We're all hanging out. What kind of soup do you hate?
Oh.
So I'm going to go first because I know your favorite soup is broccoli cheese. And that shook me to my core. When you said you did not like soup last night, I literally almost fell out of my chair. It was such a blanket statement, and I couldn't believe it. But I applaud you. And when I sent this question to our social media team, I thought, you know, you're going to get some props for that, for your individuality, so to speak. You got to take a stand. It can be controversial. That's what people that want like or clicks do, right?
Yeah, you just got to be yourself, you know?
This is clickbait. Conrad hates soup. Go. So check us out, folks. The radio, the app, the stream, wherever you're listening or watching, give us a like or a follow if you don't mind. We love getting those. And tell us what soup is your least favorite and what is wrong with Conrad. Here's what I think. I think you lost your taste buds in a bar fight. Somehow a guy just caught you the wrong way. Something happened there.
Well, the soup thing came way before I was able to drink in a bar.
Well, this is Wisconsin, so how young were you?
It's, you know, 16, you know, so before that.
Right, okay. All right, fair enough. I was trying to think of funny ways you could lose your taste buds, like doing like a Christmas story thing where you put your tongue on the thing and the taste buds come off. But let us know, folks, and we will read your responses on the radio. We did not really talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger last night. Here's a guy he's made some, it's unbelievable to me that he's not a bad actor, but that accent has not gotten any, how long has he been in America? 50 years? Maybe longer?
A while.
And he's made no improvements. He still sounds like, get to the chopper. You know, it's like he's not even trying. And I don't care. I'm just saying it makes him kind of the same in every movie. But be that as it may, with his shortcomings as a performer or with his look, you have this thick Austrian accent and you're built like a mountain. Those are limitations when it comes to acting. And the guy has still made some pretty incredible movies.
Yeah. You know, his best movie is Jingle All the Way.
God, man. No wonder you hate soup.
Just kidding. That movie's absolutely terrible.
Oh, it's awful. Do you have a favorite movie of his?
Terminator.
Terminator, yeah. And I'm going to say Terminator 2 is a better movie. It's just the production value is better. It looks better. It's probably a better story, a little more depth. But Terminator 1, when I saw that, I just thought it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And it's James Cameron, who did Titanic and many other things, the Avatars. But I think I just loved it. It was so dark and kind of creepy. And I love that this thing never stopped. And he was great. He was good in that. And then they creatively made him the good guy. That took some writing. They introduced the T-1000. So I'm going to say Terminator 1 and 2 are my favorite Arnold movies. But I got to say, I kind of like the guy. He seems like his own guy. And I told you, his son that was born out of wedlock from his maid, her kid was in my wife's class in L.A. when she taught at the LAUSD. He was always bragging about the gifts Arnold Schwarzenegger would give his mom, the cleaning lady. And then he gave her a really special gift in the form of a younger brother, which kind of ended his marriage. But I don't know. I like Arnold.
Yeah.
He's a likable guy, right?
Yeah.
You think you could take him?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Now, maybe.
No,
he still looks pretty
good. I could take Terminator.
All right. We're going to read your text when we come back. Why does Conrad hate soup? What is wrong with him? What is your least favorite soup? It's a multi-platform question, folks. Have fun with it. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
This is David Rucker with Bank First. When planning to buy a home, it's easy to focus on the monthly mortgage payment. Don't forget about other costs such as property taxes, homeowners insurance, maintenance, and utilities. At Bank First, we're not just here to get you a loan. We're here to ensure you're set up for success as a homeowner. Let's build a plan that makes your future comfortable, not stressful. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Americans really like voting by mail and in-person early voting. That, according to 2024 statistics from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. According to EAC, 158,211,780 citizens voted out of 211,144,275 active registered voters, a 74.8% turnout, 3 points lower than 2020. Among the 158 million voters, 52.8 million voted in person on Election Day. But far more Americans voted early, with 46.8 million voting early by mail and almost 48.9 million voting early in person. Mail-in voting accounted for 30.3% of votes cast, with some states offering universal mail balloting or permanent mail or absentee lists. Over 15 million ballots were returned via drop boxes in 36 states, up 10% since 2022. The percentage of in-person Election Day voters dropped in 2024 to only 37.4%, while in-person early voting jumped to 35.2%. The combination of mail and early in-person totaled 65.5%. It's clear that early voting is here to stay. We've linked to the report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I totally lost. I thought we were at the bottom of the hour. I almost yelled, Conrad, you're coming back too soon. It's Nightlight with Beach Wild, but great to have you folks. How you doing? You having a good Thursday? I'm having a great Thursday. Got to see some of my civic media colleagues today. That was fun. And it's nice to connect with people because I live an hour away. I don't get here. You're like the only person I see. Sometimes Eliza's here, but I haven't seen Pete in a long time. Peter Van Nostrand. That's a Seinfeld character. Pete's going to come on and talk about fantasy football. That'll be fun.
I can talk a lot about it as well.
Yeah. All right. The three of us will have a round table. It'll be fun. we have a great question tonight, folks. We found out last night that Conrad does not like soup, except broccoli cheese, which I think could also be confused as a casserole. So technically it's a soup, but mostly he says he just does not like soup. So our question tonight is a two-parter. A, or one, what is wrong with Conrad? And two, what is your least favorite soup? People are kind of ganging up on you. I thought it would be 50-50. I thought like half the people would come out in defense of you.
It's all right. You know, I'm on an island. I get it.
Take some names. Got a lot of these people's addresses. So let's read some social media comments. Amanda Nimmer, who hopefully is recouping well. She is she's at home for a couple weeks. She's doing okay, hopefully. She says, soup hates Conrad. So there. Yeah, that sounds like Amanda. I think she's doing okay.
Yeah.
She's got some serious attitude, as usual. Thank you, Amanda. Paul Vandenplas from Wonderfully Wisconsin. Give Paul a follow at Wonderfully Wisconsin. It's a great follow. Paul says, Conrad doesn't like soup? Does he also only order chicken tenders when he goes out to eat like the rest of the children?
Well, what did I have for lunch?
That worked out well. Paul says, I kid. It took until college when I started liking soup, probably because I spent most of my money on beer. I like most soup, but absolutely detest broccoli soup of any kind. I feel like Paul is kind of an authority because he travels around eating various Wisconsin foods. He was in Marinette a couple weeks ago at Mickey Lou's, which was fun. But Paul's he's a guy in the know.
Yeah.
Mike Mercury, Madison-based comedian and a friend of our show who's always fun to have on the show. He says, soup is good food. It says so right in the can. Can Conrad read?
No.
Sarah Jean Rosenberg, our pal, says, who doesn't like soup? One, who doesn't like soup? Two, cold soup. It's not soup then. It's like a smoothie and I don't like it. Fair enough, Sarah Jean. And then Conrad, of course, says, soup will forever be my kryptonite. So... So you can't do anything when you have soup.
And when it's around me.
Presence of soup. You're like Phil Dunphy when he's around a clown. Lisa M. Hale says, how can you not like soup? That's like not liking water. So there. Lisa Hale, you don't mess with Lisa.
You don't.
I'm telling you. And Sarah Jean says, Lisa M. Hale, he probably doesn't like that either. Do you like water?
Yeah, I could go. I like water.
You like broccoli cheese water, but other than that. Amanda Nimmer again, Sarah Jean Rosenberg, he must have never had chicken noodle and saltines while watching The Price is Right as a child.
That's correct. Wow. I have not.
Have you ever watched The Price is Right?
Yeah.
It's the broccoli cheese just and
not,
game shows.
Not, you know, yeah. Eating soup with it.
Sure. Danny Wheeler, I agree with JB. Let us be, oh, let's read JB's text. Oh, these are out of order. JB says, apparently there is an uprising against Conrad. I embrace your uniqueness, Conrad. It is okay to not like soup. My least favorite kind of soup is split pea. The Exorcist convinced me of that in my youth. My neighbor lady had the best horror collection a six-year-old could find, and she was also my babysitter. Well, in reality, I guess the horror collection babysat me. That's why JB turned out so well-adjusted. The guy behind the guy. And then Daniel says, I agree with JB. Let us be a safe place for Conrad to heal. Wow. Going to the stream, our pal Dave Kunisch says his dear mother named him K, Conrad with a K. What's wrong with K, Onrad? You guys, I try to start a fight between the two of you guys.
Yeah, he's a lover, not a fighter.
He's a lover, but listen to this. Get a load of this. Dave's least favorite soup, by the way, is clam chowder. And then Dave says kindergarten cop. But he's kind of coming after you there.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like a lover in that exchange.
It's all right. It's okay.
Luckily, Conrad's a lover, too. Let's go to the text line. We've got some responses in the text line. AJ, she's in the 608. She says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. I honestly don't know why Conrad hates soup. Join the club, AJ. She says, I thought it was a texture thing, but if he likes broccoli cheddar, that's the amalgamation of all soup textures. So I'm stumped. I love soup. I could eat it every day, but my least favorite soup is gazpacho. Cold soup is awful. I agree with that.
You know, what's wrong with me is when I was younger, I was a really picky eater.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never, I don't know, soup just gave me the creeps.
What if we did something on the air to try to get you to like soup? That just screams great radio.
Me slurping?
And I'll take pictures and post them on social media of your reaction. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll have a local restaurant come in. You'll try five soups. We'll get a picture of your face after each bite. And then we'll post it, and we'll see what people think. Would you do that?
I guess, but like,
oh man,
does anyone want to hear me slurp?
I think so. I think you're curious. AJ says you might as well open a jar of salsa and eat that. Yeah, that's gazpacho. Whatever. I'm not a huge fan.
I like salsa.
Cream of mushroom is the one is my least favorite. I don't like cream based most things. Cream of mushroom just does not have a great taste. It's really kind of gross looking, too.
Yeah.
And Paul from Spooner, he's in the 715. He says, oyster stew is gross. It sounds gross. I have had oyster stew. I can't remember if I like it or not, though. Kelly from Janesville, she's in the 608, says, I'm guessing Conrad doesn't like the sneakiness of soup. I mean, it's hard to tell what is floating in there.
Yeah.
Gross face emoji. She says, for me, any single vegetable soup, pea, carrot, squash. Ooh, squash soup is good. Come on, Kelly. And pea soup is gross. I will give people that.
Peas are gross in general.
I've come around on peas. Oh, we'll be right back with more pea talk. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Kuska comes up next with the popcorn pick of the week. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two Wisconsinites have now died from the rare tick-borne Powassan virus this year. Officials at the Department of Health Services confirmed to Civic Media that two people have died from the virus and at least eight have been hospitalized. Melissa Kay explains what Powassan is and how it spread.
We know black-legged ticks, also called deer ticks, are responsible for spreading Lyme disease, but they're also the culprits behind the recent confirmed cases of Powassan virus in our state. The symptoms are similar to viral encephalitis, or inflammation of the brain.
Fevers and headaches, and malaise, not eating, not drinking, not communicating. So basically, brain on fire symptoms.
That's Dr. James Thatcher. He's a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. He said that while the virus is rare, the severity is alarming. If you've received a tick bite and develop any symptoms, you should let your loved ones know and seek medical care immediately.
If you're not well, you should really make sure you're in communication with family if you're alone, and make sure that someone's checking on you. My biggest concern with viral encephalitis is dehydration.
Dr. Thatcher said the best way to protect yourself is to prevent bites in the first place. You can use chemicals like DEET, but natural alternatives also work.
Cedarwood oil, lemongrass, thyme, clove that help repel ticks, but also the other bugs.
I'm Melissa Kay.
Swimming in Lake Michigan may not be a good idea today and tomorrow. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
There's a caution for Lake Michigan beaches between Kenosha and Sheboygan. The National Weather Service says there will be dangerous swimming conditions through early Friday morning due to strong northeast winds. Waves could be hitting as high as 6 feet.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're an actor and only interested in kissing your wife on screen, well, it would help if she's an actress, and a good one. Otherwise, you might miss out on some jobs. Sex and the City and Yellowstone actor Neil McDonough refuses to kiss any woman who is not his wife, even for big bucks. He says sticking to his principles has cost him work and that show business turned on him for a while. The Suits actor says he was fired from a shoot for refusing to do an intimate scene, and after that, he felt like less of a man in terms of who he was, his livelihood, and says he lost his acting swagger. He also says he started to drink. He did, however, eventually make a comeback despite his contractual stipulations. Producer Graham Yost did Neil a solid and cast him in Justified. McDonough told the Nothing Left Unsaid podcast that his wife doesn't even have an issue with him not doing those type of scenes. It's just that he doesn't want to kiss other women. There is something so sweet and yet so strange about that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine again from the smoky areas and highs in the mid-70s. Nice Saturday and Sunday. Weekend, 75 to 80 with sun. Currently at 75 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
Chef turned changemaker Selena Darrow is transforming food waste into community hope, one rescued meal at a time. Discover how she's building a healthier Green Bay.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right, welcome back. This is Nightlight. It is great to have you on this Thursday night. And another edition of the Popcorn Pick of the Week, one of my favorite segments of the week. And our question, for those of you that want to be part of the show, is Conrad hates soup. So it's a two-parter. One, what is wrong with Conrad? And two, what is your least favorite soup? I see cream of mushroom. Conrad says everything except broccoli cheese. So let us know on the text line, the stream, or the app. Great ways to reach the show, and I will read your text on the radio. Right now, we are going to welcome our first guest of the night. He's a civic media sports director, one of the hardest working guys here at the company. He knows more about sports than most of us have forgotten. Is that how that phrase goes? I don't know. He knows more about sports than the knowledge I have in my pinky. That's wrong, too. I'm going to be that cliche guy that just keeps saying the wrong thing. Basically, my guest knows a ton about sports, and he's a great all-around guy, and I am happy to welcome to the show Jimmy Cuska. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
Going very well. I got off on a tangent there, and I'm a little unsettled by it. But how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the colloquial metaphors that you're putting out here right now. Enjoying it.
I got a lot more where that came from, buddy. Hey, are you a soup fan, Jim?
I am a food fan, as most people can tell about me, but soup is definitely high on my list. Soup is versatile. Soup can be carried in a beverage container, like a thermos.
Yeah.
You can make a bunch of it in a crock pot, and you've got a meal for the next couple of days. But my go-tos are typically things like goulash, beer cheese, double noodle, just noodle, straight up noodle soup. Those are some of my go-tos because, again, they're versatile. They can go with pretty much any other dish that you make. I tend to avoid things like chowder dishes, like clam chowder, things like that. I have a shellfish allergy anyway, so I just don't. Wow. I don't want to tempt fate. and then you mentioned some of the cream of soups. Those are usually what you use as a base to make other better dishes. So I don't consider those so much soup, like cheddar cheese soup and cream of mushroom soup. You use those to make other better dishes, in my opinion. So.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense because I don't think they're great soups, and I wouldn't eat them. But those are good. Those are the old. Those are the classics: goulash and noodle soup, and all that kind of stuff. I think you're in good company there.
I think so. If I'm ever out, and I need to get fancy. There's always the minestrone soup, the one that's just like literally like every vegetable that they have in the back of whatever restaurant, and they just dump it in a pot with some shell macaroni, and they call it soup. So I always enjoy that.
There's a great line from Cheers where somebody said they use their tie as a napkin, and Cliff says about Norm, you could take Normie's tie, stick it in boiling water, and make soup with all the junk that's on it. So, yeah, soup is not complicated. Jim, it's great to have you here. Thanks for taking the time out. I'm excited to talk movies with you and movie snacks. So let's get into that. I know you have kids. I know you're a movie fan. How these days, or typically, how do you like to watch movies? Do you like to go to the theater or watch them at home?
So we are extremely fortunate in the town I live in that we have a budget theater that shows new releases. So $5
nice.
A ticket, I can go watch a new release. It's only got one screen, so they have to pick like the one new release that's going to be the thing, right? But it's $5. Also for $5, I get a huge thing of popcorn and whatever beverage. So for us, we have a budget theater, which makes it really, really nice. But what we also do when we have people over is, since our house and our garage are painted white, we set up a projector in our driveway. We grab lawn chairs, build a little campfire, and we watch movies right on our garage. So
how fun.
In our driveway.
That
so we
is
have
great.
A few ways to do it.
We did that during COVID at my neighbor's house. He would put a sheet between two trees and we'd watch Toy Story or something. And the kids loved it. That's a great, that's what a fun tradition. What are your favorite, like, genre wise, Jim, what do you like to watch? Not with your kids, but just you, Jimmy Cusco. What do you like to watch?
Yeah. If you're leaving it up to me, I'm going to find some just god awful 90s comedy and put it on. I'm talking movies that have, you know, they chase a MacGuffin. There's lots of hijinks along the way. There's no real point to it. It's just there for dumb laughs. That's where I'll default to, but I'll usually find myself in an action category. Spy movies are great, things like that. Find myself a lot, obviously, in Star Wars and comic books and all that stuff too. Like the usual stuff, sci-fi, fantasy, nerd stuff, but also comedy. So it's a kind of a wide range. But the other genre that I've grown to appreciate now that I'm in my old age, now that I have a four in front of my age, is that wife and I can both enjoy together a romantic comedy, because that's more of her thing. But I like watching the ones that are unintentionally terrible and hilarious when they're trying to be serious about it being like a romantic whatever. They actually end up being like really cheesy and terrible. And I love those kind of movies. You give me a terrible romantic comedy, I will watch it over anything else beyond whatever streaming service of the day.
So. So you're watching it with your wife. She's crying and you're giggling, basically, as well.
Pretty much, yeah. She'll have tears in the corner of her eyes because it's, oh, they got back together. And I'll just be like, man, I can't believe it. Like 3 minutes ago, they completely hated each other and they were chasing each other around. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those things where, you know, sometimes those movies have some gaping plot holes and you're just trying to suspend disbelief, but you can only go so far, right?
I think too, like there have been some great romantic comedies over the year, like Shakespeare in Love was a great movie. I saw one at the Wisconsin Film Festival in April called Threesome, which was thoughtful and just an amazing movie. So it's like any genre, if it's done well, I'll watch it, you know.
Yeah, and then there's the other side of that coin, which is around Christmas time when you get the Hallmark movies. Oh, that is prime viewing, man. I mean, prime comedy viewing for me. But
that's,
I know,
great.
For some people, they take it seriously. But for me, man, it is fun to just sit back and just, like, what? There's a snowman that came to life? Like, what is going on here?
And he's great in bed. So what, Jim, what is your favorite movie snack?
You know, everybody in my family is a big popcorn fan, so I always have to default to popcorn. But personally, for me, it's Twizzlers. Twizzlers are my go-to.
Oh, yeah.
I will pack in Twizzlers if, because like, the ones you get at the movie theater are usually the small. You get the little packages. They last about 6 minutes. No, I'm going full on. I'm going into like the ones that are size of like armor plates. I'm putting like two of those in my jacket when I walk in. That's what if I go to a theater. Our budget theater, I try to support, though. They do keep, you know, it's a small local business, so I don't sneak it in there. But if I'm going to a $15 a ticket movie theater, yeah, you better believe that there's a big guy walking in, there's things hidden in his coat.
Isn't that funny? Like, I have no trouble doing that either at like the Megaplexes, but we have a budget theater in Marinette too, and I wouldn't do that to that guy.
No, I appreciate what he's doing.
Yeah.
I will gladly spend cash at my local theaters that are locally owned, locally run. They deserve all the support. The fact that I can go watch a new release for $5 where I live in Boscobel, Wisconsin, is just amazing. Like, what a great thing to have. I mean, small towns don't have a lot of the cool resources that a bigger city will have, right? We don't have things like delivery pizza here in Boscobel, but we can go watch a new release for $5. And you probably can't do that most other places in Wisconsin, I'd wager.
Absolutely. My guest is Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cusco. He joins us here from time to time to talk movies and TV and some sports. He is here to make the popcorn pick of the week tonight, and we will get to that momentarily. Jim, so what do you like when you take the whole family to the theater, even your budget theater, you're dropping at least $50?
For the budget theater, it's typically, if we bring $40, we can afford everything we need to, because they have combo deals for like popcorn and pop and all that stuff. So we always walk in with $40. That's 20 for tickets, 20 for concessions. And we can refill everything when we're there. So we don't have to spend more, but that's usually, it's $40 at our local budget theater. But if you go to like an actual like bigger movie theater, like if we go to Platteville or if we go to Madison or La Crosse, you know, you're talking then like it's probably double that because
easily.
You're buying everything. So,
yeah. Have you ever snuck booze into a theater, Jim?
Statute of limitations is what, 7 years. So I don't need to plead the fifth. I haven't as a parent, but as a teenager, 20 something. Absolutely.
Okay.
I used to live across the street from a theater, and that's all I did. I, I used to see how much I could get away with. I went from like 6 packs to 12 packs. You know, like this is stuff you do when you're 22. You just try to see like, when are they going to stop me? And then they never do because they don't care. So
my wife and I sneak, and we're even older than you. We sneak Blue Moon non-alcoholics in with us. And
nice.
She was throwing them away. And I said, no, this has got to be like Paul Newman and Robert Redford in The Sting. You can't let them know you ripped them off. You got to stick your empties back in the bag or else they're going to eventually figure out who it is. Now, these teenagers are not going to tell us, hey, you can't bring, because I wouldn't confront an adult when I was 16 working at a movie theater. So I think we're safe, but I think you still got to play it, you know, keep it on the down low.
You got to play a little cool, right? Yeah. And, you know, it's more about the thrill than it is the actual, like, hey, I'm going to do something naughty, right? Like, it's just about the thrill of doing it, I guess. And you do a lot of things like that in life, right? It's just one of those things is, you know, you're not really affecting anything if you weren't planning on buying stuff from whatever, you know, the big chain movie theater anyway. Not really affecting anything. If you're responsible about it, who cares, you know? So
I'm not an extreme sports guy, but I will sneak a non-alcoholic beer into a movie theater. That's just how I like to live on the edge.
I used to go to baseball games. That's when my kids were younger. We had a diaper bag. You could put all kinds of stuff in the diaper bag. They'd never look through those. There are all kinds of things at the bottom. You have no idea. They're not going to look through diapers.
Worse yet, put the beer in a baby bottle. And you just, you know, drink it. I don't know.
That could lead to disaster. But anyway.
Right. That could be a weird, you get a lot of looks for that for many reasons. What do you have, when you watch movies at home, Jim, do you still do the popcorn or you do like a pizza or do you put steaks on the grill? What do you do?
So what we do is we actually go to our budget theater and we get 2 buckets of the popcorn because it's, they're huge. They're gigantic buckets of popcorn.
Oh, wow.
So we go get those. We bring them home. We watch, if we watch a movie at home or out in the driveway, if it's nice enough. It hasn't been this summer. We haven't had a good night this summer until I think tonight. Yeah. Mike, we were thinking maybe tonight, but it's so smoky here. We're probably not going to tonight, but when we do it at home, it's, we go get the movie theater popcorn from here. Cause again, we're in a small town. It's 2 blocks away.
Yeah.
But it's that. And yeah, you know, we get the frozen pizza from the grocery store, you know, put a couple in. If we have people over, you know, if it just says just something, if it's a bigger movie or a bigger streaming event, or if, you know, like a lot of sporting events now are being streamed only, you know, like Amazon and, you know, NFL Network and everybody else, Prime, they've all got, you know, like the Packers are on two stream only games this year. So we have all these streaming services. People come to our house to watch it. So we'll do that too. It's not, it might not just be movies. It could be a sporting event that streams only. And then, yeah, it's popcorn, it's pizzas, it's the usual stuff. There's no like set tradition of things we do, but we do, I think the oddity we do routinely is that we go to our local movie theater and we'll get $10 worth of popcorn, which can feed about 150 people.
That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that you're still supporting a local business guy, even though you're not watching a movie in his theater or her theater. I think that's fantastic. You mentioned you're a big guy. Have you ever encountered like people that are yakking away in the theater when you're trying to watch a movie? Do you shush them? What do you do?
So I go to a lot of kids' movies, as you might imagine, not just because I'm 40 and I enjoy cartoons, but I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. So I think of like the Minecraft movie when it came out. There were a lot of like memes going around where people were chucking like popcorn and open bottles of pop at the screen and stuff like that. It never happened where I was at, but you get a pretty raucous environment when you've got a theater full of, you know, elementary school kids. And in those cases, it's more about the experience. Like these kids are all laughing together. They get most of the jokes that might go over my head. So I tend to enjoy it. If it's a more adult theme movie, like it's not like an adult movie, but like a rated R movie, right? Where you're in a theater, if there's somebody that's on a cell phone or chatting away or whatever, I don't say anything, but I'm also usually the largest human being inside of those spaces. So if I stare long enough at them with my lazy eye, they tend to just stop doing it. So.
Let's be honest. You can take most of the kids in that theater, I would assume. No one's going to mess with you. So,
oh, I don't know. Kids are quick, man. They get you in the knees and it's over. But
that's true.
Adults typically don't want to deal with someone who's twice their size and angry at them. So.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to get Jim's pick right when we come back after this really short break. Great to have you with me tonight, folks. Great to have Jimmy Cuska here tonight. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network. Walking down the street, I was feeling all right. I'm with my boys, I'm with my troops here. Down along the avenue, some guys
rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Who's ready to compete? With chalk. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you got to get those creative juices flowing and register for the 12th annual Oshkosh Chalk Walk. Artists will create chalk artwork on the sidewalk around the Opera House Square throughout the day, and visitors are encouraged to check it out, and you get to vote for the winners. Plus, there's going to be food, activities, music, and more. But if it rains, the new date is August 9th. You got to check this out. Head to WISS.FM and click events.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to Night Lights. We are talking movies, as we so often do. It's the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Greg Bach is here in hour number 2, folks. He'll be here at 7:20. We'll talk a little comedy and some Matt and Aaron Air. They just did a great tour of the state, and we'll talk to Greg about movies as well. Our question of the night, it's a two-parter. Conrad hates soup. What is wrong with him? That's the first part. Secondly, what is your least favorite soup? We have some great responses. We'll get to your texts shortly. But right now we have... It is time. Conrad, you got a drum roll for us? Jimmy Cuska's here, and he's about to make the Popcorn Pick of the Week, folks. Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director. What is your Popcorn Pick of the Week?
You know, it's not a sports movie, but before I was a sports guy, I was a music guy, right? My dad was in a cover band. I used to follow the band around even as a kid, like 9, 10 years old.
Oh, nice.
Going around helping set up lights and sound and stuff like that. So I always really gravitated towards movies, shows, whatever. I kind of went behind the scenes of those things. So my pick for everybody is a classic, Almost Famous. So Famous is a, not only is it a movie that you can literally take the audio track from and put in your car for a car drive, a road trip anywhere.
Yeah.
Because there's so many quotable lines in it, but just the visual parts of it too. It really takes you back to an era of like rock and roll, right? Like rock and roll. And I think about this because of you know, with Ozzy Osbourne recently passing away, with just everybody kind of reminiscing about, you know, kind of the era of metal and rock, you know, the 70s, 80s, early 90s. It's a movie that takes you back to that. And I always appreciate it as a movie that follows a young journalist who's following this band, this band that's emerging, going across the country on a tour. I always thought of myself as kind of that reporter, even when I made it into sports, that was kind of me chasing around the Packers or the Vikings when I moved closer to Minnesota in my early stages of my career. That's kind of how I felt, just someone that was obviously very young and inexperienced for the role, but obviously very excited to be there and cover these things. So that's my movie for you this week, Pete.
That's a great pick. And that classic iconic scene on the bus where they're all singing Tiny Dancer is just one of the greatest. That just became, and Cameron Crowe's a great filmmaker. I mean, he made Fast Times at Ridgemont High, almost famous. And that scene is one of the greatest scenes, most memorable scenes in movie history. And I love that you can relate to the main character. That's so great. That's a great pick, Jim.
Yeah, this is one of those movies that I have a few movies that I will just take the audio from, put it on a, you know, back it was CDs, but now it's just an MP3 file you grab, and you can put it in a car for a long road trip. The other one, obviously, for me is Tommy Boy. That's eminently quotable. That's movie that you could always just take with you where you go. But those two usually lead off whatever I'm listening to. And now, obviously, now that this is out on Netflix, the soundtrack in our car, in our lives, even when my kids aren't here, is the Netflix series show K-Pop Demon Hunters, which has kind of taken everything over at this point. It's all you hear in my house, and apparently in many other people's houses as well, as it's the number one streaming animated show on Netflix right now.
All right. So first of all, great pick. Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, his popcorn pick of the week, folks. This is definitely worth a rewatch. And if you haven't seen it, you have to see it. Almost Famous. Just a great film. Kate Hudson. Billy Crudup is in it, maybe? Yeah, Billy Crudup plays the lead singer, I think, and then the kid who plays the journalist. Just a great movie. Well, very well done, my friend. Tell us, I don't know this show at all, Jim. My kids are older. Please, I know what K-pop is barely, but please tell us about this show.
You know, I think the best explanation for it, for people our age, is it's Sailor Moon, but for the kids of this generation. It's a K-pop band that has to save the world through music from demons, essentially. And It's got an incredibly catchy soundtrack to the point that I find myself singing along with it. And I'm not a big boy band / pop music person myself, but this stuff is really catchy. To quote one of the characters, it's infectious. It's just, it's all you hear around the house. So that movie has taken over. I think it's really blown up the last week or so. But it's really well done. I will say that if you have kids, you're forced to watch it. It is a good experience, even if you're an adult, because the story is really well done. It's family friendly. It's in the Netflix kids category. So there's nothing even borderline about it. Kids can watch it. It's perfectly fine. And for adults, it's watchable for sure.
That's so great. I have to say, the band BTS, I think it is a K-pop band, and they were on all these commercials. I'm like, what is this song? It has like a funk, like almost a 70s funk or Michael Jackson thing going. But K-pop, the thing is, the bands are like so innocent and kind of sweet. Like the music is great. Like I'll work out to it. But if I listen to the lyrics, they lose me. Like there's a lyric in the BTS song Dynamite where they say, get out of bed, glass of milk, let's rock and roll. It's like, I'm really not with you there, but I almost wish I didn't hear that.
This too. I mean, they'll go from Korean to English in these two. So that's one of the Netflix movies that's really blown up. Obviously, the other one is Happy Gilmore 2, which I don't think we have enough time to talk about, but I'll just say that for people who watch the original, that movie's made specifically for you. If you're an old like me, it's specifically made for you. Movie that loses me in the back half, but if you just turn your brain off, it's enjoyable.
On the back nine. Can we keep you for a couple minutes after the news, Jim? Are you okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll do that because Conrad might want to weigh in on Happy Gilmore, too. I think he feels about the same way you did, but we'll talk a little sports, too.
I've got my Shooter McGavin cup right here. I'm
Now, which one was Shooter McGavin? That was Chris McDonald, right?
Yeah, he was, and he was the antagonist in the first movie.
He's in this one too, right?
He is. Yeah, a lot of callbacks in the second movie. Yes,
that's what Conrad said. It was like just a cameo fest.
It's a cameo, a total cameo fest. Totally.
Like kind of a love letter to Sandler's own movie.
Yes, it's literally if you were alive and enjoyed the first one, this movie was made specifically for you.
Oh,
that's what
so
this
great.
Movie is.
All right. Jimmy Cuska's here, Civic Media Sports Director. We're going to talk a little bit of sports with Jim before we let him go. Hang with us, folks, through intermission here, and we will be back for Act 2. The popcorn pick of the week is a great one, almost famous. I knew Mr. Cuska would deliver on that. Our question of the night is, what is your least favorite soup, and what is wrong with Conrad? Because he does not like soup. And you could defend Conrad, too. I didn't mean this to be a gang-up fest, but you've got some. You're getting some love, I would say.
Soup is my kryptonite.
Whatever. It's Peach Bob and Nightlight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Always with me, tiny dancer in my hand.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
News. I'm Dave Packer. White House Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is in Tel Aviv meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as U.S. and Israeli officials work to secure a ceasefire deal and return hostages still held by Hamas. ANSA's White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
Tomorrow, Special Envoy Witkoff and Ambassador Huckabee will be traveling into Gaza to inspect the current distribution sites and secure a plan to deliver more food and meet with local Gazans to hear firsthand about this dire situation on the ground.
The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 159 people have died from malnutrition in Gaza. Tomorrow is President Trump's deadline for tariff rates to be implemented on foreign goods from dozens of countries. The White House says it struck a temporary deal.